are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed. So becoming a woman is a unique and personal journey, and everyone's path is different. The most important aspect of this process is embracing our authentic self and developing it and developing into the woman you want to be. It is a journey of self-discovery and personal growth, and it can be empowering and fulfilling. So let us unpack the steps a girl can take as they approach womanhood with Sister Mpatso. No, Mrs. Mpatso. Hi, sis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I was like, let me correct myself. Let me correct myself there. I hope you're well.
No, it's fine. In fact, when people call me Mrs., I'm like, you know what? I'm Mrs., but I prefer to be called Mpatso. Because
really?
That's me.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You see, me and you are the same. These titles things, we put them aside. I'm so happy that you're able to join us so we can speak about this very important topic.
Thank you for having me as well.
Thank you. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, let us pray. Our kind and loving Father, who art in heaven, we come before the throne of grace this morning. Thank you so much, Father, for making it possible that we should be in this program and discuss the issues pertaining girls. Father, we pray that may you be with us, may you guide us, and be with all the listeners. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. So when we're speaking about girls becoming women, yeah, and, you know, their journey to womanhood, I think sometimes, you know, culture plays a role, and we do know that our churches and our communities, they do play a role in how a woman actually grows up, and our families most importantly, you know, and there are a lot of things. There's puberty, there's all of these things, you know, now growing out of puberty, going into womanhood. So how does a girl navigate the emotional changes that come up with growing up? Because when you are 15, it's different to when you are 21.
True. But I think the first thing that I can say is, I think what you have already alluded to in terms of culture, that it plays out, but also religious background plays out as well. So I think for me, what I can say most is that I think as girls are going through the emotional changes in puberty as well, they need to understand that it is normal.
Mm.
You know, God created us that we need to pass through that stage.
Mm.
So sometimes you feel like, you know, you're the only one that is going through that. But I think for me is to understand that it is normal. I need to go through this period.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, what I think I feel and find to be helpful is that as girls, they need to have someone that they trust, like a role model,
okay,
a mentor that they can feel free to go and talk to, whether they're going through changes in their lives, in their bodies, because sometimes you feel like you are the only one, but you forget that there are other people that have also passed through that.
Mm.
And maybe there are ways that they used, you know, coping mechanisms. So I think we lack that as girls, like to identify someone like a mentor in your life.
And as you're speaking about those mentors, you know, they come in different ways. Some is educational, some is spiritual, some is all of those things. But then now when we are growing up, you know, what is the role of education when one is becoming a woman? And understanding not just for the formal education, but all the educations that we can think about, because there are certain things that you, Sister Mpatso, you know, you can teach me. That is, sometimes I cannot even learn them at school, but there are things that I can learn at school that you would not be able to teach me, you know. But education as role, how important is it for us to be educated as girl children?
Yes, in fact, I love this topic because, as you know, I'm an educationalist myself, and what I do is I try to empower girls to be educated, because, you know, there's a saying in our African culture that if you are to educate a girl child, you have educated the whole nation.
Yes.
Which that I do support 100%.
Mm.
You know, I think education is very important, that we need to be educated, whether it's, as you have mentioned clearly, that through the formal education system or even the informal education system. As a woman, as a girl, you need to be educated. We understand that maybe others cannot afford maybe the school fees, but you can try to do something. You know, nowadays, most of us, we are in the technology world. You know, we have got WhatsApp, we have got YouTube in our phones. We can make use of those platforms. You can try to read more, to watch more videos. Maybe, for example, if you're interested in cookery, you know, you can use that. Unlike maybe the way we're using social media nowadays, you know, we are forgetting that we can still use the social media, like to learn new things, so that at least that can help us in our education. Maybe just to share with you, I'm reading a book now. I love reading. The Happening Woman from by Dr. Mwemba. I got that one from the Women Ministries Congress in Lusaka. So they've also talked about education, both formal and informal. And there's this quotation that I've loved and I would like to share with our viewers today. It's talking about successful people don't drive cars, they drive dreams. The driver's license for dreams is education.
Okay.
It does not expire and needs no renewal. Drive your dream with education and you drive your dream car. So this is just true, that we need to be educated. You know, growing up, like myself, my mom used to tell me that, you know what, Mpatso, you are a girl, you're growing up. I know that later you say, I want to get married. Yes, you can get married, but your first husband should be your education. Your first husband should be your education, because that is now, I think, because most of the girls are not educated, and you end up marrying someone that in the end, you know, that person starts abusing you because you are not maybe contributing economically, or maybe not just economically, but maybe just maybe they'll tell you, they look down upon you. So that's why we are having high cases of gender-based violence nowadays, because men try to trample down on women, look down upon women, because they feel like we are inferior, but we are not. So one of the things is because we are not educated, like we are not empowered ourselves as women. So I look at education as a very important role in becoming a woman, that it is indeed true that a girl child should be educated, whether it's through the formal way or the informal way. As long as you are empowered, you can do something on your own.
There's a comment that is coming through, Sisampato, on our WhatsApp line to our listeners. If you also do want to engage with us, the number is +27 734703520. So the listener is saying, "I love this woman." Oh, you are loved. education has stopped. And then it goes on saying, education has stopped being all about the classroom and become more about the spiritual of willing, the spirit of willingness to gather what's around you and make it and make good and make it of good use to you. Just yesterday, I was finishing up a headband that I learned how to crochet from watching a YouTube videos. The brain is a powerful organ powerful organ to be limited to the classroom. So and this is part of, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, continuing from what she's saying there, and you mentioned the issue of, you know, us educating ourselves, like watching videos. And yes, we are, our girl children, Shem, they are on social media. All of them, even the things that we don't know, they know, you know, and now they're going to grow up into being a woman. So how then would a girl child, you know, go around the limitations that are there? Because we still have parents that are saying, no, the only education that is there is through the classroom, you know, or they would restrict the child, saying, no, don't learn from this, don't learn from this, but learn from this, or maybe just be a pathfinder. That's all you need to do. Nothing else and everything. So how do our girl children navigate that, so that when they now become women, they have all of this knowledge that is going to help them in the future?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question, because I think, you know, we need to acknowledge that we are living in a different age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of our parents, you know, they only looked at education as a formal education. But what I love to tell even parents, like from our church, if maybe I'm given a chance to talk about this, maybe in church or in women groupings, is that, you know, nowadays parents, they need to open up, you know. They need to understand that we are in a different age.
Mm.
You know, some of the professions that are here right now, like, for example, maybe photography or whatever, they were not even professions back then, you know. Things are changing. Things are changing. So I encourage and I urge parents to open up. I give myself as an example. Sorry, I love talking about these
it's
things.
Okay, we do that.
You know, I'm blessed with two boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I was also like that kind of parent that, you know what, yes, I know you need to go through the formal education.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that one of my boys,
mm-hmm.
the last one, you know, he's so sporty. He loves football.
Mm-hmm.
And He came to me one day and said, "Mommy, I want to dreadlocks."
Okay.
So for me, I was like, "Where is this coming from?"
Mm.
Honestly, it took me 1 year to convince me. Whereas my husband is so liberal. Like, I was like, he wants dreadlocks. For me, you know, being like a young Adventist woman,
yeah.
I was like, no. What
like,
do people say? Like, yes, your son has got dreadlocks. Then I understood that, no, this dreadlocks is not coming from maybe watching other things.
Mm.
People, maybe that smoke weed or what. But it's coming because he has a passion for football.
Mm.
Then I said, okay, you can do it. Then I also started to support him, to say, you know what? Yes, I can also support my son through this, what he likes.
Mm.
So I had to unlearn, you know, mindset change, it takes time.
Yes.
So I had to unlearn that, okay, as a parent, I need to support my child. I encourage them, you know what, you also need to do school, but also you can do well in sports.
Mm. Mm?
So I try to make myself available whenever maybe he's doing practices or what.
Yes.
So for me, it's about, we should start these conversations.
Mm.
No, we should start talking about these things. Whether it's in women's forum, let's start talking about these things that parents should understand that we are living in a different age and we need to let our girls explore different career paths that they can choose to be.
Mm. So when now we move from education, you know, we're dealing with a girl child here, these days, I've read somewhere, I've heard somewhere saying that, hey, the food that we eat these days is so super modified in a sense that, you know, the girl children start developing way more. I think with us, you know, the periods came late, around 15, 16 there, but these days, you know, 8-year-olds, they're starting to have their menstrual cycles there, the breasts are already out and stuff like that. And then now they have this itchiness to date. You know, they have this thing like they're being approached because they are looking, they, for lack of a better word, sorry, I know it's a Christian registration, they look appetizing to other people. I don't know, you know, some other people want to approach them. And then now here is a girl, I think women would, let me just put it at 18. So now here is a 17-year-old now going into the age of 18, where now they're starting to be an adult. How then do they navigate the issue of relationships? Because it is a pandemic. This is what we call it here. That dating is a pandemic because there's a lot of heartbreak that is going on there. So how do they navigate it?
That's a good one as well. I think for me, how they can navigate is, you know, as a girl, you need to set yourself goals. You know, you need to have goals. What is it that you want to achieve in life?
Mm.
You know, yes, we know you're going through all those changes.
Yeah.
They are happening and it's normal. You feel like, you want to start dating, but you need to set yourself goals.
Mm.
Okay, what is it that you want in life? But apart from that, you know, as you're saying that it's a pandemic, you know, don't be... You should not be pushed into it because of friends.
Mm.
Because many are the times that you're pushed into relationship because you have seen that all your peers are dating and you are the only one. So you feel like, people look at me as like someone old-fashioned, like during the BBC times.
Mm.
So don't be pushed into a relationship because of friends.
Mm.
But also, when maybe you want to start dating, you know, you need to date with a purpose. Why am I dating? Why am I in this? Why am I in this? So for me is, yes, it's normal. You can start dating, but date with a purpose, but also have values. You know, don't be cheap. That's what I tell most of the girls, you know, don't be cheap. Don't be cheap. You know, many are the times that you are at that age, you're a teenager, you know, you want to start dating and boys just want to use you maybe for sex. So I tell them, don't be cheap. You know, you are in this age, you date, you have sex, the relationship will end, you go into another one, you do the same, you know, you continue like that. So don't be cheap. Look at yourself as expensive. And honestly, sister, I tell girls that for us, we have been there. And I love giving my examples that if others have done it, why not you? Why not you? We have been in that relationship. Okay, for example, myself, I started dating when I was in high school. I had a boyfriend, you know. But that didn't go through. It ended, I think, for a few months. Then I went to college. So during our first year, you know, you're in first year in college.
You are free.
You're free, yeah. Your friends are starting to having relationships. And I was like that. Then there was a certain guy now who like showed interest and started to approach me. Then I looked at myself. I was like, I think I like him. But I told him that, you know what? I think I like you, but I don't know you much. You're not my friend. For me, I want to date someone who is my friend. So give me time. Give me time. And honestly, that guy who happens to be my husband now gave me like 6 months.
That's nice.
Yes, he gave me time. And honestly, I was looking at this person. I was like, this one is willing to accept to my values. That I want space, I want time, I want to know more about him. So he gave me that. So for me, it's also about you as a girl. How do you look at yourself? Are you looking at yourself as cheap? Have values. Have clear goals. And another thing I think that I need to talk about here, you know what? We always argue about dating in the church.
Yes.
Dating in the church, you know, people are like, you know what, Sister Mpa, you know, there are no Adventist women in the church. That's why maybe I have to go out. So it's a matter of where are you searching? What are your values? Where are you searching? If you want to search outside, you find them outside. If you are to search for a man in the church and you pray about it, you are going to find them right in the church. Yes. They are there. Yes.
I know you have spoken. But one thing that I always find when we are speaking to the young people, whether it's be it boys or girls, but since we're focusing on girls, you know, when we share our experiences, because we have done certain things, you know, to be where we are, we have done certain things and we're like, no, this is not right. Sometimes, you know, they look at you that are like, you've done it. I also want to do it, you know. So how then now, moving it from the girl child, how do we now as the older generation deal with that? Because we are their mentors. We are their guides, right? But when we speak to them, like, no, do not date. Don't have sex. Don't do all this. But you did it, you know. And most of the time, and I love how you're sharing your own personal story. And I love it when we share our personal stories. But it feels like the more we share them, is the more they use it against us. Because this is Ama 2000. I don't know. So how then now do we, the older generation, deal with that?
Yeah. So for me, I always even tell my boys, my first boys is 11, going into 12. So he has just gone to high school now. So I tell them that, you know what? We all have choices. God has given us the spirit of the free will. We all have a choice. So much as we as adults will tell you our experiences, the consequences of maybe doing this, engaging in drugs or whatever, at the end of the day, it's about you. What choice are you making yourself? So it's about you. And honestly, sometimes I look at older people, like my fellow parents, you know, they feel, we feel sad when we see young ones going astray.
Yes.
And most of the times we try to blame ourselves in terms of maybe like our parenting style wasn't good, but at the end of it, it's about them. No matter what, maybe our parenting life was good, we had going to church with them, we are telling them, we are counseling them, but at the end of it all, it's about individual choices. What choices are you making yourself as an individual? So the mentors can talk, the parents can talk, they can share their experiences, but it is about themselves as the boys or the girls, how they want to take it. So at the end, it's about you as an individual. So it's about choices.
There's a comment, the listener there, I think this listener, Shem, we are Tanda, she's in love with you. She's saying that, Zanele, this is the kind of woman I want to hang around. She is a powerhouse. I can relate so much with her. I've varied off the way my mom, I've read off the way my mom thought things of, thought this thing of me treating animals is mad. I made it worse. I left the city to explore farming, having learned all I know from the library and internet. But as time went on, I learned trades that became my business. This wasn't a profession. It wasn't something people did in life. It was for the poor. But as we observe the world, we learn what's necessary. I call that education. It's empowerment. I'm not confined to one profession anymore. Without a job, I'm capable of much more.
I love her already, Zanelle, because I can relate with her as well myself. Yeah. I love her already. Because for me, myself, I also tell girls that, yes, you can go the formal path. Like myself, I hold a bachelor's degree. I'm pursuing my master's right away, right now. But I don't want to confine myself in one area. I do a lot of things, Zanelle. I'm an entrepreneur. I do sell and bake cakes. I do farming as well. I do farming, but that is also through, like, as one of, as she has commented, that the way for me I learned farming is also through reading, but also interacting with people. You know, that also helps. You know, how do you interact with people? The networks that we build. So that also helps a person. So even for the girl child that we're talking about, you know, what I also want to encourage girls is about friendships, you know, the friends that we hang out with, you know. Sometimes they have a way of breaking us, but also making us up, building us up. So I always even talk to my kids and even pray for them that even for the friends that you hang out with, you know, there should be friends that should help you build up, because some friends can break you. So look at your circle of friends. You know, what are the things that you talk mostly about? Is it about boys or dating, whatever? Is it about education? Is it about empowering? So look at your close friends, because when you look at your close friends, you know that, okay, this kind of girl hangs out with this one, that might be the character. So I love talking about that as well.
We have a voice note that came through as well. I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear it. I'll play it, but then if not, I will sum it for you so that we can hear, but our listeners will be able to hear it.
Okay.
In fact, I just thought of making a voice note, because there's just so much to say. You know, she's saying a lot of very useful and you know, relevant, up-to-date things. And for me as well, you know, the whole idea of educating, especially the girl child, is not only confined to, you know, making sure you protect them from abusive husbands. No, no. In a world where women are being taught that all you need to do is be beautiful and exist, and your beauty is all you need. You know, it's time now to educate as well the black child that you don't have to walk around like a princess and expect things to be done for you. Who's doing those things for you? You know, and it also then pushes them back into those men that are prying around for them. You know, for me, it's also about educating the black young girl, the black young boy, that you have so much more to offer to the world. And so if you don't, your space is left unoccupied. You know, that's what it really has taught me, you know, over the years as I've been, you know, I've stayed as a stay-at-home mom for a good 3 years and, you know, learned about educating my child, you know, homeschooling and my role as a mother. And you realize that basically education is a tool that gets you to your ultimate purpose in the world. Forget what it does for you with other people, but the most important being what it does for you and the purpose that God created you for, because ultimately God says that he created us for good works, and that's exactly what we should be occupying.
Yeah, it was quite a longish voice note there. Were you able to hear it?
No, I was not hearing you.
Okay, so basically the listener is saying that, you know, echoing the points that you have mentioned in terms of us educating ourselves, sort of the girl children being educated, saying that when we are educated, you know, it takes you away from being abused in certain situations, and also in a world that we are, our girl children are taught to be beautiful, to expect things to be done for them. You know, she's questioning, good, who is doing those things that you want to be done? You know, and also echoing the sentiments that education actually gives you that freedom, that willpower, that you can do things on your own.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, I want to speak to you for the whole day, but our time is actually running up. But then, as we wrap it up, Sister Mpatso, you know, do we have any resources or any systems that girls, children can access things to learn, to grow? And I'm also loving how you and Sister Linda, it seems like you're speaking the same language today, you know, how, you know, they can better themselves, not only focus on the paper, like the certificate, but also things that they can do with their hands as well.
I think in terms of the resources, yes, I think we do have resources, even right in the church. I think we can start in the church, whether we have those resources. I think we do, because we have got like different platforms that the girls can meet. So the first platform that I love to talk about is the Adventist Youth Department itself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a matter of how you arrange your programs, because many are the times that maybe we do them as a routine, but we need to do them with a purpose that, okay, we want to target this kind of grouping. And maybe these are the things that we want us to be discussing. And what I love about the Adventist Youth Department is that I think we need also to involve the youth themselves, the girls themselves, to be in the forefront of organizing, you know, activities. You know, many are the times that maybe leaders, grown-up leaders, are the ones that, okay, we're supposed to do this. But let's allow the girls or the boys themselves, the youth, to organize what they want to do. And maybe the leaders can just support. So we can make use of those platforms, because already the youth already meet. But also, you know, for me, I love women ministries, more especially the Young Adventist Women Ministries. You know, people tell me that, you know, Mpatso, you love things, you know, like I do love things, because I want to learn. I want to learn. When there's maybe a women ministries for other people happening, I go there, because I know that there's something that I'm going to learn, something new. So we can also make use of those platforms in a way that we can also involve the young women, you know, learn to hear what is it that they want, the kind of programs that they want. But apart from that, even outside world, I think the resources are so much on YouTube, as we have talked about. But also there are certain mentorship programs, you know, out there that you can enroll. Like, for example, myself, I enrolled under what we call African Women Development Fund mentorship program. And honestly, it was free. You know, sometimes we are afraid that maybe some of these things we need to pay something, but we can just go and search on the internet about mentorship programs, and you can be shocked that there are some other programs that are free. And I honestly, I enrolled, that one was for 2 years. It was free of charge, and I benefited a lot from my mentors as well. So the resources are there, but maybe the challenge is that we are not aware that they are there. But we can search on the internet, we can find them.
That one, it was the African Development Fund, right? ADF.
Yes, ADF. Yes.
I'm already there. To our listeners, it's ADF. Please, let's go and look at those
African
things.
African Women Development Fund. Yes.
You know, Sister Mpatso, thank you so much. You know, I think we need you more. We need you more on the show because these are the kind of conversations that we need, conversations that empower and conversations that build us at the end of the day. But then for today, we're going to end it here. And since you opened with a prayer, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for our girl children so that they may grow up to be beautiful, strong women?
Okay, thank you so much for having me. Let us pray. Our kind and loving Father who art in heaven, we come before thy throne of grace this morning. Thank you so much, Father, for the conversation that we have had about the girl child, about women empowerment. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that whatever we have said may it cause a difference to at least one girl, oh God, Jehovah, so that one day we should be able to hear a testimony that because of that program, look at where I am now. Father, I pray, oh God, Jehovah, for all the girls out there who have been listening to this program, that may you be with them, may you bless them in a special way. May you empower them, Father Jehovah. I know that others might not know what to do. Others are going through difficult times. Others are stressed, Father, but I pray that may you come through for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Mpatso, thank you so much. Till we chat again next time, and I hope it's going to be soon. May have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.